It was confirmed at about 7 o'clock last night that Matt Dale's horse, Fell Swoop, had gained a slot via Inglis, and Matt Dale is online. Congratulations, mate. It's pressure off now knowing that you're in there.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Very much that's the case. To be able to sort of lock the slot away and now be able to just focus on arriving at the Everest stirred up and in good order, that's where our sort of mindset lies now.
We heard from Mark Webster on Big Sports Breakfast this morning. Obviously, they're very proud of the fact that they sold Chautauqua She Will Reign and Fell Swoop, that Chautauqua She Will Reign have already got slots. So your horse has always been at the highest level and always competed so well.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, the biggest precursor we have to the Everest is the TJ, and run at the same track and under the same conditions and same distance, obviously. And Fell Swoop, you know, in the last two TJs has been super in placing both years. And look, it's exciting to be able to join forces with Inglis and race in such an exciting concept as the Everest. It's obviously in its infancy and in its first year, but what an exciting concept.
Yeah, it is. It's even when you hear from the American owners there, I'm not too sure how much of that interview you heard, but when they say the Breeders is worth $1 million and the Everest is $10 million.
Yeah, that's right. And how good is that? I mean, that's the whole idea of something, a beast like this, the Everest will become or is becoming. To be able to attract international sprinters, I mean, it'll just add that point of difference. We've always struggled to get the international sprinters over to Australia, and I think it'd be great for racing if we can get at least one and hopefully a couple over for the Everest.
Yeah, let's hope so. So tell us where Fell Swoop is at the moment.
Yeah, Fell Swoop spelled in Queensland and just arrived down on Monday out to Aquagate pre-training, water walker and on the treadmill. And then he'll come down to my stables at Canberra late next week.
Okay, and then prepare. Now, as you said, you've got a specific plan to get to the Everest. How many runs the horse will have?
Yeah, I want to be third up into the Everest. That's sort of the way we've targeted the TJ the last 2 years. And that will be the same target this time through. Just waiting to finalise programming, but he'll start first up a month out and then be second up, most likely in the Premier Stakes at Randwick, and then third up into the Everest.
Yep, okay. Well, the horse deserves it. You know, he deserves to have a crack. He's always been so competitive at the highest level, and as I said at the start, it just takes the pressure off. You can now just train the horse and get him right for October.
Absolutely, 100%. You couldn't have said it better, Andrew. And it's a big coup for, you know, the predominantly Canberra owners and to buy a horse from the classic sale through Inglis and to think, you know, you've won $1.6 million and now looking at a $10 million race. It's very exciting, but like you mentioned, it's very good to have the slot put away, and now we can just focus on the horse and getting their herd up and in good order.
You'll have to start locking away a jockey, mate. There'll be a few jockeys trying to get a ride in this big race in October. They'll come at you.
Yeah, well, that's the next thing we'll start to do a bit of work on. But obviously, first things first was getting the slot, and now we will start to do a bit of work on the jockey.
Yep, understand. Hey, I can't let you go. You're playing on your home track today, the Acton track at Canberra. What have you got for us there?
I've got three runners in two races. Yeah, good, all fit and well. Interesting to see on the fiddle back at the races. He's a half-brother to Happy Clapper that has had one start a year ago and won. He since has had a tie forward operation. Does have a breathing problem, so you go in with a little bit of a cloud over your head, but looking forward to seeing him step back out at the races.
Okay, on the fiddle, that's race three, number four. But they're all there and very capable today.
That's right, fit and sound and yeah, in good order.
All right, wasn't too cold there this morning?
Oh, it would have been zero. Oh, very foggy still at the moment, but that's nice for this time of year.
I was going to say, I've looked at a few mornings and it's been -5 and -6, mate, so zero, it's like a heat wave's gone through.
Yeah, those -4 and -5 days aren't too bad because you actually, Nelly can ensure a really nice day. So you've got to put up with a cold morning and work through it, but it's been a nice day. So, no, I'm used to the Canberra winter now, and the horses don't mind it. So, We've got to embrace it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, well done to all concerned. Canberra, the nation's capital, represented in the Everest in October with Inglis giving their slot to Fell Swoop last night. Well done to you, Matt.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks very much, mate. Matt Dale joining us, the trainer of Fell Swoop. I will say that Tabcorp, who own Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing, have purchased a slot in the Everest. I'm hearing, and there's not too, the Tabcorp people have gone to ground, but the speculation is that they're going to be in a position that they'll be announcing something in the first week of July. What horse it is, well, we'll wait and see. Maybe they're one of the four that's gone to Lady Aurelia. We'll wait and see. But Tabcorp have purchased a slot in the Everest, and it's likely some announcement will come in early July.